Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We start with a couple of updates and the big news this evening. The president announced the Republican convention in Jacksonville is canceled. Not going to happen.
I was watching it live.
That was kind of a shocker. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
No, because I had to jump in and tell Luann that I was like, hey, watch the president. And I never do that. And because he said, like, they brought me all these big, beautiful plans, but it's not the right time. But they brought me big, I'm like, whoa, where is he going with this?
Well, we talked about this earlier in the week. You had the Politico piece quoting the Jacksonville sheriff as saying, look, we can't get this done. The planning isn't there. The timing isn't going to work. We're running out of time to get this thing put together properly to ensure the safety of everybody attending. It's just not going to happen. And I think there was a big problem because they needed more manpower, and it's very difficult to take manpower away from other parts of the state right now because of the outbreak here in Florida. It's reached every part of the state. So there were a lot of logistical problems. And look, we told everybody this was going to be difficult and it might not happen when it first got moved to Florida, because again, these things take years to plan. And trying to move an event of that size at the last minute in the middle of a pandemic, that's a tall order. That's a tough ask.
Yeah. And there was two other nuggets that I was following this week as well. Is one that when Sheriff Mike Williams said that he was concerned about that they weren't going to be ready, you had the neighboring sheriffs like, oh, no, we'll come volunteer. But it was like they had like 25 deputies, six deputies. And then today there was another story that came out where the Jacksonville City Council President Tommy Hazzori said that he was going to oppose the funding bill that the mayor needed. And then there was another council member that joined Hazzori. So there was going to be the federal funding was not going to be there on the state level in order to, for the city to pay for it, too.
And even Mayor Curry up there in Jacksonville, he was hesitant. He was trying to put on a brave face and say, look, you know, we'll get it done. But he knew the problems that they were facing in trying to do this. You're trying to put together a huge event, an event that you know has to go off without a hitch. Otherwise, there's going to be some tweets headed your way from the president if it's a giant mess. And you're trying to do that at the same time you're trying to deal with the biggest outbreak that that city and the state has seen up to this point. That's a juggling act that you really can't expect anybody to be able to do. And I did see Volusia County Sheriff Chitwood, who was on with us recently. He said that he was trying to figure out a way to send some reinforcements up to Jacksonville for the convention. He was going to work with them. They were all trying to pitch in, but he said, you know, he didn't think the convention should happen. It's just too tough of an ask for local authorities. And then what happens if you have an outbreak afterwards as a result of the convention? You've already got a lot of pressure on the healthcare system up there as it is. And this is all happening at the same time. You're going to try to reopen schools in that area. That's just too much. You know, you just can't do it.
Right. And not all the school districts were on the same page as far as when they were going to reopen up there, because there were some that wanted all the district to postpone all the schools until after the convention, but that some counties were saying that, you know, it wasn't a multi-county effort. One county wanted the 31st.
Yeah.
One county wanted the 24th. And in the middle of all this, and then there was another story yesterday where the hotels, since they had only a limited amount of space in downtown Jacksonville, they were going to have to go to St. Augustine, Amelia Island, or Amelia Island, and other places in order to accommodate everyone. So you think about if people get infected in Duval County and they're going to hotels in other counties, what was the effect of that going to be?
When we talked to Peter Shorish, the publisher of FloridaPolitics.com, a while back about the convention, this was a couple of weeks ago, he was already hearing from insiders, you know, the big money the big time players, they weren't going to be anywhere near the convention in Jacksonville. They would be in the area. They'd be down in, you know, one of the wealthier resort areas yes. outside of Jacksonville, but they weren't going to go to the convention. They were going to have their functions far, far away. And then you were seeing more and more lawmakers as well say they weren't going to attend the convention. So this is the right decision. I said when we talked about this recently, when the sheriff said that, you know, they might not be able to do it, I brought up the point, if there's one thing that Donald Trump is really good at, it's putting on a show. And it doesn't have to be a show in an arena with a giant audience. I mean, the man's been in TV how long?
Yeah, he put on The Apprentice. 2000, yeah.
Exactly. He can put on a good TV show, a good production of a convention. In fact, it might even wind up being better if they do some pre-production and things like that, where it's just, it's sharper, it's quicker, it's more on point. You know, you don't have those awkward moments, those pauses, those, you know, unpredictable things that can happen. You could really put a nice package together. So I don't think this is going to change the game. I didn't think the conventions were really going to change the game anyway when it comes to this election. But the fact that now they're going to have to go to something more virtual, the Democrats are already doing something more virtual. So I think this, again, it's not going to make a big difference one way or another come November. And at the end of the day, this is the safer move to make. So it was the right call. I'm glad it was made. Not just because, you know, I was concerned about the safety of those who were potentially going to attend it, but also because now I don't have to go. So I can cover the convention from
your living
right here. And yeah. Mm-hmm. So that worked out well. It's a good news day.
Yeah, I didn't even go that far. I was more focused on the convention itself. I'm glad it all worked out for you.
Yes, exactly. That, hey, at the end of the day, that's what matters. The other big story today, Hillsborough County, the school board, has pushed back the reopening date for schools in the county till August 24th. This is no surprise. This is what the superintendent had recommended. So now the new start date for Hillsborough County schools is August 24th. And of course, when school does reopen, masks are going to be required for students, teachers, and faculty. And we got a little bit more information on the survey that went out to parents and teachers. And I guess only 67% of the county's families responded to the declaration of intent survey. You would have thought more. I would have thought most parents would have responded. I would have thought they would have gotten a better response rate than that, but okay. Out of the 67% who responded, 49% chose on-campus classes. So again, you had a little bit more of a majority who wanted to do something like e-learning, virtual learning, some kind of distance learning. And then when it came to teachers, you had 58% of teachers, they wanted to teach in person, 22% remain undecided, and the rest didn't want to teach in person. So those are the latest numbers, the most up-to-date numbers coming out of Hillsborough County in terms of what parents wanted to do and what teachers wanted to do. And I thought one other thing that was notable from what the president had to say at his press conference today, he mentioned the school reopening issue. And he did say that, you know, schools should be trying to actively prepare to open up, which I don't think anybody disagrees with. Everybody understands the ideal scenario is sending kids back to school, to the physical schools for in-person learning, because that's by far the most effective way for kids to learn. But he said districts may need to delay reopening for a few weeks. So look, it's been quite a shift from Governor DeSantis and President Trump on the reopening of schools issue. A couple of weeks ago, it was, we're opening up. That's what needs to happen. We're going to do it. And now, as they've seen the situation unfold throughout the state of Florida and in the president's case, other states, and they've seen the polling that's come back from the American people on how they feel about schools reopening, their tone has changed. And it's a little bit more, let's leave it up to the local school districts, and if they have to delay things, we can do that. Look, on the convention issue and the schooling issue, the president and the governor have come around to, I think, the most reasonable position.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.